You don't want to miss amazing conversations, fun moments after dark with Playback Mondays, Relationship Tuesdays, Wild Wednesdays, Raw Thursdays, Juicy Gossips, News, Political Facts, Heartbreaks, 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. And it's all on Nigeria's number one news, talk, and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk live and dangerous.
Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Thank you. Dudu carries a song by See Me. And I played this song on purpose. The weather. If you aren't careful, we'll definitely visit you next year. Maybe January, February, March. To sing Dudu Ke for you. Yeah, you just have to be careful out there. Don't mind the weather. I know it's quite tempting, but hey, if you know you're ready for Dudu Ke, then go ahead. But if you're not ready to listen to Dudu Ke and to actually dance to it, be careful.
And the Dudu Ke.
Anyway, welcome to the show. This is Live and Dangerous with Benga and Adele Blessing on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Time check is 21 minutes gone past the hour 10. And we are here to keep it live and dangerous this cold evening. I should be home.
Yeah, go now.
No, I want to get paid.
Who is begging you? Go now.
I want to get paid, but honestly, Benga, tell me the truth. While leaving your house, what were you thinking?
I was, truth be told, I've been angry since morning.
For real?
I've been pissed off. I've been really, really pissed off.
Who got you angry?
All right, pissed off and scared at the same time, okay?
Who got you worked
up? All right, because everything, I was just thinking about everything. I don't know why my head was just going everywhere this evening. Or this it all started around 12. You know, when you hear the things going on the news.
Oh,
you
know, God.
And it just gets you really, really pissed off. And I know I'm not just the only one on this table. All right, but anyway, we're going to be talking about that later on in the show. My name is Benga Oreshe Gozuma Rock, the man you just have to love. All right. You're welcome to Live and Dangerous. Live and Dangerous comes in your radio Mondays through Thursday from 10 p.m. all the way till 12 a.m. And we dovetail into the chart station where we talk about everything. You know,
that's right.
We talk about everything. Yes, on Live and Dangerous this beautiful evening, first, let me ask you, maybe before I tell you all about mine, how did the day go?
Just there. Not interesting, not boring, not exciting. Just there.
Actually, mine started around... I came to work early this morning around to 6. Read the news.
Okay.
Read the news. And all the things on the news were just scary. Hey, this one died. This one. You know.
This one married somebody.
This one... I didn't even want to talk about that one. I didn't even want to talk about... But, you know, all of those things and... The one that just kept buzzing my head is this ASU issue, the ASU strike and all. It just keeps buzzing in my head because I heard that someone who actually schooled, this person said she was in school in 1992 and they actually went on strike then, the same ASU. Every year that you, is it even possible here in Nigeria for you to have a 4-year course? You go to a government university and you have a 4-year course and you complete that 4-year course. It's not
possible. How long did you spend in school?
I spent 5 years in school.
Originally, how long were you supposed to spend?
I was supposed to spend 4 years.
Okay.
Okay.
They gave you just one.
Yeah, they gave me one. So, you know, because I went to a government university. Okay. So, but, and it gets to a point whereby you have friends who go to a private university, or maybe they schooled abroad. There's 4 years is 4 years.
Yeah.
Or maybe, okay, even if it's going to be 4 years, maybe 4 years, 1 month. But for you, they would have finished, they would have graduated, and you're still in school, maybe hustling through final year project, and they're done with NYSC. There was a time where they had ASU strike for like a year. And it gets so bad. You know, I'm saddened by all the things, you know, happening in this country. Like I said, this ASU thing, you know, it crippled the university system. You know, it was crippled since February 14 this year. They embarked on a 4-week total and comprehensive strike to press home, you know, that unresolved demand on the federal government. The union, on the 14th of March, they now extended it by another 2 months. Hinging it on the lack of seriousness on the part of, you know, the federal government to address the issues. And basically, what are these lecturers demanding for? They're demanding for funding for the revitalization of public universities. They're demanding for payment of earned academic allowance. They are demanding for the adoption of University Transparency Accountability Solution, UTAS, and the payment of promotion arrears. Now, the latest update is that now the federal government today, they're saying that they are stopping the salary of the striking university lecturers. Yes, you know, if you don't work, you won't get paid. We understand. All right. But these guys have been... But it gets so bad that students are now... And you know, when they say... What did they say? When two elephants fight, what happens?
It's the grass suffers.
The grass suffers. Now, I now want to ask, if you're on strike, students are on strike, and you know, they say that an idle mind is the devil's workshop. What are these students doing right now? A lady posted something on her status. She said that, I knew I was deceiving myself when I brought all my books from school home.
Oh.
Because she said she hadn't even opened her book for the past 2 months.
What could be the reason? Because she just... stuff?
You know, all the stuff. Some are using that opportunity to maybe do a part-time job. All right, if you just joined us, it's Live and Dangerous on 99.3 Nigeria Info for this beautiful Wednesday. You know, wet sun, wet Wednesday after Wednesday evening.
Thank God.
What are you thinking? It's rainy. It's rain showers. Okay, everybody's all, you know, wet and all. But anyway, you're welcome back to the show. So we're talking about ASU, okay? And I feel so bad for the students. I feel so bad for them. You know, they've been at home. This girl actually tweeted, she said something that, I was just deceiving myself by bringing all my books home, because she hasn't even opened any. Some use that opportunity to just roll with the shenanigan, and some even lose their freedom. I remember someone actually said something that, oh, ASU should resume, or they've turned me into a houseboy in the house. But when you're at home, and I, just like I said earlier, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. I want students, okay, if you're affected by this, as a parent, how would you feel where you've paid the school fees of your child and the child is at home, has been at home for like 2 months, all because of this ASU federal government brouhaha, because no one is ready to shit the sword. Federal government is saying no, ASU is saying no, and the students are, they're at the mercy of these two giants. And I know there are some people who are actually excited about this ASU thing. There are some that they have not even paid the school fees of their children, and they're even praying that, ah, ASU, I beg, never resume, so that I won't pay school fees yet. The school fees is not ready yet. And to some that they want to read, but they just can't. They just can't. Now, I want to ask this question. As this ASU strike is continuing, what are Nigerian students doing now? If you're a student, what are you doing?
Exactly.
To while away time? Are you doing it to maybe look for a job? Or are you just sitting at home? Or are you perfecting something? Or have you turned to a lesson teacher? What are you doing? Lagos, let's have this conversation real quick.
Have you ever been affected by ASU? Mm-hmm. Let's say maybe while you were in school. Please, during the strike, what were you doing? What was that thing that was keeping you busy? Let's get your thoughts. Studio line 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Ladies, dial the number 014-657-190. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, yes, good evening. Good evening.
Listen, she's calling from Ojo.
Yeah, she won't talk to us.
I'm the student of University of Nigeria, Nsukka.
University of Nigeria, Nsukka. Tell us.
I'm telling you.
What level? What level?
Final year. I'm on finals.
Final year.
Tell
me, how you feeling? How you feeling?
I'm just at home. You know, secondary school, you just resume. So, I teach.
You now teach now?
I'm telling you. I teach him, but I do part-time, sir.
Okay, part-time, okay.
Yeah.
Just to keep yourself and busy and all.
I'm telling you, just to keep myself busy. I can't just be at home doing nothing now. Yeah, and I also learned Forex. I enrolled for Forex class. So
oh, okay. You okay? You enrolled for Forex. Okay, that's good. That's good. That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, so,
that's
yeah,
good.
So I learn Forex and I also teach at the same time. So whichever way, I won't be idle at home.
Exactly. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Thank you so much for calling. Let's take more calls. Okay, let's have this conversation. Hello, good evening.
Sorry about that. Call back if that was you. Hello.
Hello, good evening. Oh, turn it down. Turn it
Hello,
down.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. You're welcome to Live and Dangerous. What's your name?
Oh dear.
You know, you heard that one. He said that he's a teacher. He's into Forex and all. You know,
just to keep himself busy.
Exactly. But how many people are keeping themselves busy?
Well, some of them are on TikTok. Yeah.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Michael. I'm calling from Bagada, Lagos.
All right, Michael, talk to us.
Yeah. See, the issue of we need to address the writing. The reality is not about people being idle. We are changing the conversation. People have been waste. Education is sinking now in Nigeria. The question I ask myself is, where are the women association? Where are the men association? Where are the parents coming in for this? Mm. Do you understand? Like, education has become shattered in this country.
Okay.
Hello, are you there? Oh, dear. Hello. Call back if that was you. If the phone lines are acting up, please utilize the WhatsApp number. It is 0009-597-5805. Hello? Please turn up your
radio. Turn it down. Hello, good evening.
My name is Vincent.
All right, talk to us.
I think ASUU and the government they're not ready for us at the moment because, you know, the government is more focused more on the election more than the school.
Are you a student?
Yes.
Where are you schooling?
Oh, what school?
From Ekiti State University.
Ekiti State University.
What level?
My final year.
Final year.
Wow.
So, what are you doing to while away time? What are you doing to
Keep yourself busy.
I'm just doing my Forex at the moment.
You're doing what?
Forex.
I'm doing Forex.
Oh, you're into Forex. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate you. So next up, anyone who wants to be a part of this, just call us, tell us your name, tell us what school, okay, and tell us how you're coping. Okay, it's been since February, you know, then March, it's sad.
I know, right?
We can't continue like this. Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Justice, calling from Ojo.
All right, Justice. Talk to us. You're a student, right?
Yeah, University of Ibadan.
University of Ibadan, okay.
Yeah. Second year student.
You're a final year student
Second year.
Second
200
year.
Level.
Yeah.
So tell us, how is this thing affecting you?
Oh, wow.
We're having network challenges, okay? But you can also check out the WhatsApp.
Affecting the network? I just asked.
Right about now, we have Pundit
Henry
right here.
Henry Pundit in the studio.
Man.
Welcome back to Lagos.
Ginga, good evening.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good evening, Lagos. Apologies for being away from the mic for some time now. You know, I was on leave. I need to say this. I don't know what Ada has been saying, but I can't believe you, my brother.
You told me you went to the village.
I know she would never say a good thing about Pundit, but it's all good. We're here, we're back. And I've been enjoying you guys from afar where I travel to. I know Ada will want to come in, but it's fine. I'm used to her already.
Okay.
But you guys been doing a great job.
Yeah, thank you.
Always been a great job.
Thank you. But talk to me. While you were in school, how did you handle this issue of ASUU strike and all?
I handled it the way a Nigerian student should handle it.
How?
Which is?
What were you doing? Comedy?
Exactly, you know my point. So that's one of the time I started House of Pundit. That's what gave birth to House of Pundit.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you gave birth to House of Pundit.
Yeah,
okay.
There was a time they went on this strike and I was supposed to return to Lagos.
Okay.
And just spend my time here. Well, I was like, if I come, it's going to be wake up, sleep. Let me just start this, my acting career, Since nobody was giving me a chance then, so that's how I created House of Pondit back in UNIU. And I don't know, it's brought me where I am today. And I love those kids I was putting out. I don't know, I just kind of love it. But then, when you get into university, I need to say this. I know some people used to have a target that when I get into school, I would just spend 4 years. And when I'm done, I'll just graduate. I'll go for NYSC. And after that, I'll get my, you know... 4 years later, you find out that maybe you're still in 200 level.
We all had that dream. That's the thing. We all had that dream.
Did that have?
No, we all had that dream that, okay.
Of course I did.
You did?
We just spent 4 years and we're done.
I mean, mine was terrible. I know you want to say, I know you want to talk about my caravan. That I already own up to it, but that aside.
We're not talking about caravan. We're talking about Assist Drive.
That's what I'm saying. Mine was really terrible. I thought I was going to spend just 4 years in school.
I can imagine. With the extra year. Wow.
And you know, dude, the sad part about it is most of the time we all hammer, the Minister of Labour, but no one is talking about the Minister of Education here. No one is talking about him.
Wait, how much do you think? Like, how much power do you think he owns to, like,
most of the time. I'm sorry.
This is his ministry.
Yeah, we know. Benga, but how powerful is he to, like, make this work? Do you know for how long ASUU has been our problem? I was actually going through my WhatsApp status.
Yes.
I saw something on our sister station's head of programs, Stretch.
Okay.
This has been on since 1942. ASUU. Yeah, the newspaper. Mm. It was, the headline was, it was boldly written, ASU strike may be off soon. And it was dated 1942. And I was with a friend. I had to show her. We're like, oh, more. So for this long, we're still here. Now, what's giving the assurance that the Minister of Education in 2022 has the capacity to fight this menace, I would say?
But right now, what are we hearing? What are the things on the news? Oh, it's all about the election. It's all about this one, who's going to be the candidate of the... But the students are at home. They're at home. What are they doing? They're just home.
A lot of them are just on social
and
media.
And they're on social media doing nonsense.
Being exposed to what they should
do. Exactly.
Because some of these students actually need to be pushed. Like, come, you need to do this now that you have time. Some of them, if you don't push them, they don't do anything. Maybe they just go online and, you know, start insulting celebrities on the comment section. I don't know.
Okay, this one, we have some messages here. Right. We have some messages. This one says, Omoada and Benga, this strike really affected me. I'm doing nothing at all. And for someone who stays with a relative, you can't do anything, even leave the house without thorough questioning. I'm tired, really tired. I'm a 300 level medical student of UNIZIC and I'm really frustrated. All right, this message says, Ada, I'm missing your combination. Anyway, nothing permanent for this line, not even Hausa perfume. ASU should not mind themselves because corruption has eaten deep into the lecturer and the government officials until the students realize their power and might before the 2023 election. Daddy K at Apapa Ajigunle. All right, this next one says, hello, Adam Benga. I'm supposed to graduate next year, but guess what? I'm still in year 2 first semester. It's not funny.
My brother has been there for over 2 years. And you know what's really frustrating is the fact that he will hit me up and tell me rent. And I calculated in my head I was going to pay his rent for 4 years, but... Looking at these, I'm looking at 5-6 years, which is not fair on me.
It's not funny because he said that he's supposed to, I was supposed to graduate next year, but guess what?
Yeah.
I am still in year 2 first semester. Let that sink in,
it's
guys.
It's crazy. Right. It's crazy. Like,
year
wasting
2.
People's plan, people's duration, people's life. Imagine, you can actually achieve a lot.
I can see the anger on your face.
You know, when ASU and federal government, because they will sort it out later on.
Yeah.
What's the assurance?
But the problem...
For how long?
But the thing, ASU will sort out their issues, but with the students, they've already made... The error is already done on them.
Yes.
And you know, when the elephants... The grass suffers. Now, according to this person, he said that my junior sister that got admission last year has not resumed. For me right now, I find it difficult to read because during school days, I read daily with my friends. Yeah. I mean, the vibe and enthusiasm to read was there. But now, I just did like ice water. Recently, I decided to take some online courses that adds up to what I'm studying in school.
Okay.
It's an online course from a university abroad. Just finished a course on the art of presentation. I'm about starting one on business writing and copywriting. Ade, I beg, she says the Nigeria Info.
Please come.
Make I come intern. Come. Please don't pay me. Let me just come and do something. Anything I beg, I don't tire.
You see, now see the
beat. This is...
I see.
Oh God!
I totally understand that feeling because at the time
the name is Joyce. Joyce, we got your message.
Okay. Another said no problem. See, some people they may not really understand, but if you've passed through this phase, you will understand everything she's saying. Because there's a time you wake up in the morning, you find yourself in your father's house, you go nowhere. And you'll be looking at the clock like, come on now, be fast now. You should be up to 5 p.m. right now.
It's quite frustrating, especially when you don't have a good family. You know, some family members are actually very toxic.
Very toxic, yeah.
Yeah, and school is just, to some people, more like the escape routine.
Okay.
Wake up in the morning, off, you mix up with other people. But imagine yourself being at home 24 hours a day. And some parents, I don't know why they do that. They find it very hard, difficult to let their kids go out to hustle. They tell you, oh, are you trying to let people know that I am not capable of feeding you or taking care of your needs? You can only work in this house when you're done with school. So they just think that a child's problem is just food.
You won't blame some parents when they act that way. You know,
why?
Every parent always wants to protect, like the hen, you know, like a mother hen, protect my job. But the thing is, if you keep protecting them, when they get too comfortable, they can just get washed off by
it's
the society.
Like being
at
a particular sport, doing nothing, it's tiring.
Hello, good evening.
You see.
Yeah, good evening,
Mr. Frank.
Morning.
Yes, good evening.
How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
The great Pundit.
Yes, Mr. Frank, I miss this voice. Welcome.
Pundit, how far now?
I'm good. I went on a leave. I'm back.
Welcome. Morning.
Yes, please.
I will not do a program.
Okay.
I know she said a lot of things about me. I know.
And I swear a program. But you are welcome.
All right, thank you very much.
Yes.
We are not talking about ministers. I could have dropped one now. Very people will be saying Minister of Education, Minister of Working, Minister of Works, is he not a son? Minister of Labor, is a doctor. Doesn't have to meet Pakistan. How would you think that things will be going? Minister of Education now, if you check his results now, maybe he didn't pass English language. That is what is causing all this. Look at how people are saying it. 1 year is not 1 day.
It's not.
We can't level. That moment we were talking the other day how he paid rent, and before you know it, school was right. And that thing vanished like that this time around. And they are not helping matters. We are going to survive, bro. In this life, we must survive. Thank God, is it not the same process you people go? You have a good work. Now, other people will see, but they will still have a good work. God will help everybody.
So, we are in a country where basically we go to school to learn how to read and write, and then society teaches us how to endure.
Just imagine the way I said it now. They are not doing the thing the way it's supposed to be. If the Minister of Labour now is somebody that read about it, now he couldn't be a Minister of Labour. He didn't know anything concerning that. Minister of Education is supposed to be tackling for, if you say crack, you say no. This is my territory. You can't do this to spoil my own territory.
No, you see, I don't have any issue. Mr. Frank, I don't have any issues with his field. Okay? The fact that you went to a university, the university teaches you how to think. You should be able to blend in any area. Okay? But if you do it well, but these two giants, ASUU and federal government, the back and forth, there was an agreement since 2009. Nobody's talking about it. We are not going to do. And these students are the mercy of these two giants. Mercy of these two giants.
Let me help you. Students, school education. If you know what you are doing as a governor, as a president, you are not supposed to joke with it.
Yeah.
You are not supposed to joke with it at all. Teachers, lecturers, you're supposed to be pampering these people.
Yeah.
Doctors and nurses that is taking care of you. Those people you are ruling, they are supposed to be taken care of. Bring medicine. Take care of people. Take care of pregnant women. Pay them their little salary.
Yeah.
Your one salary in a month is, if they work for 5 years, it's not up to one of their salaries. But you not pay them. Have you seen any of them go outside before that they did not pay? They received their salary even before, 2 months before the time. I'm happy now. I don't want anything to provoke me. I don't know why sometimes if I hear Nigeria, I will be annoyed. But I will know that Nigeria is a good country, only that the people that's managing it is not doing it well.
I agree with you. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate you. All right, still picking up more calls.
Hello?
Hello?
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Anne and I'm calling from Makoko.
All right, okay. Doctor, are you a student?
No, I just joined you before. I just heard about one toxic family distance. That's what I want to talk about.
Okay, you know what? Okay. You know what? We're talking about ASU right now. Okay?
Okay.
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about ASU,
right.
How the students are taking it. All right, so just drop calls, okay, and sit back and listen. All right, thank you very much, okay?
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Mr. Ode Benga Orishegu, how are you?
Yeah, very well. I'm not fine.
Pony, welcome back. Oh.
Yeah, thank you. I'm back.
Don't miss you.
Yes. Good people.
I'm being gonna try for the make and all. Like, honestly, again, in fact, there was 1 month I had to stay off info because all the news I was hearing, it was sending me into depression. This one that we are talking, this one will look ready to solve this thing. State Minister of Transportation, after the train something, you declared. See your Minister for Education. You are declaring. Why am I going to vote?
Minister of Education did not declare. It was the Minister of Labour.
I mean,
the Minister of Labour.
They guys who are not ready. They don't care about us.
No, he has every right to declare. I'm not saying I don't have any issues.
No, I'm not against declaring. But the
there are issues on ground.
Do the job in front of you. Let me have something that I can see to say, okay, this smart person did this. But all this, they are not, as in, they don't send us. They declare up and down, as in, Nigeria now, Ludo, first thing, just roll dice, the key word, anything way in line. As in, it's not funny. They no send us. Tomorrow, before this week finishes, you see here another round of declaration.
But do you have siblings who are in the university?
So?
Do you have siblings or do you have a brother or a daughter or cousin who is in school right now?
Lucky for me, all of them don't graduate. Yeah.
Oh.
Before that one.
Lucky.
But it wasn't as bad as it, but still, it's not funny. Because honestly, the way it's reaching now, if you have a child, before that child enters uni, the best thing for you to do is allow him acquire digital skills, learn Forex or something. So when these people are fooling around, at least your child's life will not waste. They can do some productive because this current breed of politicians, they climbed up the ladder that was laid out for them. Then when they reached there, they threw the ladder at them and told us to your tents, O Israel. Or as Uncle Jimmy said, they all threw us to the Philistines after they opened their mouth and tell us we are lazy.
Man.
Okay.
Don't worry, go better. Anyway, thank you very much. Appreciate you. Let's pick up just one more call before we go on this quick break.
Sorry about that.
It's Live and Dangerous, okay? All right, we have some messages here. This one also, we have loads of them, okay?
Let's just squeeze in one and then we go on this quick break.
Okay, this message says, evening all, the government's priority is not in education. It's in, ASU is on strike and Idle Mind is a devil's workshop for the youth. As for Lagos State Government, if public primary and secondary, even when university doesn't compete or beat private...
All right, welcome back. It is 99.3 Nigerian Info, and tonight we're talking about ASU strike, and we basically want to know what students have been up to. What's that thing you're doing right now that's keeping you busy? Like I shared earlier on, I saw that post on Mr. Stretch's WhatsApp, and I was with my friend, so we had to check it. We Googled it. What was the first strike in Nigeria? And surprisingly, this started in the 80s. I think about 1988, thereabouts. So for 34 years, we've been on the same matter. For 34 years, there's been no solution. Is it that this thing is almost impossible? Or they are just being deliberate about it, like, okay, let it just be there. What's really going on? There's something we need to talk about. For 34 years, as I say, some students were not even born when these problems started.
I think it all starts from how much are we budgeting for education? You know, according to UNESCO, talk about the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, they said that governments should be budgeting 26% of the annual budget into education. But how much is Nigeria putting into education? UNESCO is saying put 26% into it of your total budget. But how much is the country putting into it? Is it up to 15%? Is it even up to half of what UNESCO is saying that we should do? So that's where the problem starts. That is where the problem starts. But right now, many Nigerians don't even care. Some of what they are looking at, oh, okay, who is APC bringing out? Who is PDP? But as a parent, how do you feel when your child is at home just wasting away?
Yeah, because...
just wasting away.
You just made a very important point, Benga, because right now, it's supposed to be the story everywhere that you go on social media. Well, if you
that's
check
not what's trending.
Yeah, exactly my point. If you check on social media right now...
Some are even talking about the Yule Doche.
You see what I'm saying? There's so much distraction, you understand? And before you know, we start talking about how to acquire your form for political... I don't know.
Yeah, they started talking about that one. Do you have 100 million?
Exactly my point. So that is what a lot of people are really concentrating on right now. Imagine you meeting some politician and be like, you know what, I'm thinking of how to win election in 2023. I'm not even thinking of ASUU right now. Let them wait. You know, it's not even one of the things that is hitting on all of the offices, all of the leaders. Like, come on, we have to solve this one first before we even talk about our personal ambitions for 2023. Well, yo, it
no,
is
but
what
personal
it is.
Ambition comes first. It should come first.
That's Nigeria for you.
Yeah, let it come first. Let me get the ambition
first. Here's the thing. Why are they acting this way? Is it because some of them, their kids are not schooling here?
One good point you just raised, Ada.
No, yes. I am actually asking. Because I can't imagine someone whose child is home and all that person cares about is how to become the state governor or the president, or and your kids are at home staring at you in the morning, like doing nothing.
Well,
I think Nigerians need to start looking at, if you want to become our president, if you want to become our governor, where your children they school? They must be public school. They must be public school. They must be public university. So that if as to happen, all of us will scare out of this largesse.
Well, that kind
do you understand?
That kind of views will never scare.
You know, we should look at it like, you want to be our president, you want to be our governor. Okay, are you registered at General Hospital? So that there will be nothing like say you are flying everywhere.
Pundit, you really can't say that.
Because I think all of us should be part of it. We have a right. We can request for some things.
I don't want to mention that governor that built world-class hospital in his state, and then I think like the following month or thereabout, traveled out to UK for medical checkup. And I'm like, what did you just build in your state?
No, Kaduna State governor actually enrolled his child into a government public school. And it didn't stay long.
He took him out. I wanted you to land.
Do you understand? He took him out.
Why did he?
He took him out. I don't know.
Security reasons.
Security reasons. That is what they are
talking
about.
But the son of the poor man can go there now.
You see.
Those are the issues. I feel Nigerians need to now sit down and... That's why every time I say that, hey, get your PVC.
Yeah.
Get your PVC.
Yeah.
Let us also look at what should be the qualities for you to say, okay, who will be our president? Who will be our... We should ask those questions. Okay, Mr. Man, you came to campaign. Okay, oh yeah. Where are your children schooling? Oh, Harvard. Oh, Cambridge. You must be, so that when ASUU strike starts, when you see your own child at home too, probably it will spoil you to say, I think we need to sort this matter now.
Mm.
Because the masquerade does no wrong when the masquerade is flogging everybody, but it does no wrong until when the masquerade flogs the son of a king.
Okay.
That's when the town knows, the masquerade has done wrong.
Yeah, it's an abomination.
It's an abomination. Exactly. Because he
has,
but when the masquerade is flogging
other people,
he has done no wrong. So when we now say that, for you to be, we need to know.
Okay.
So that when ASUU is on strike, when doctors are on strike,
we all feel it.
We all feel it. Not when doctors are on strike, you jet out.
Okay. Now it's time for campaigns and all that, right? I think this is the main time Nigerians should be holding them accountable. Imagine somebody coming to your locality to campaign. The first question someone should be bold enough to ask is, why have you not sorted out this main problem that is facing us? Because
how many Nigerians are bold enough to speak out?
So why I'm bringing this? Why I'm bringing this is this. Some of them just come to your locality. I've said this thing before. They come to your locality and campaign. Vote for me, transformation. They can't really tell you how they are going to transform your society.
Sadly, some Nigerians don't even want that change. They just care about what they're getting at the moment. What did you bring for us?
Yeah, give us 5,000. Exactly. Give us bread.
And they are also concerned. I went to like 4 states.
During your leave.
Yes. So when I enter some of the states, you see big billboards everywhere. I don't want to mention the states. And you will see the road so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Credibility, accountability.
Thank you. My point exactly. I went to the east. Man, some of those states, it's horrible. But you see expensive posters everywhere. And please.
Okay. Talk to us.
Let's take your calls at this point. 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. And ladies, we are part of the show. Dial the number 014-657-190. Hello. So sorry about that. Give us a call back if that was you. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening, Comrade Ikechukwu.
Yeah, Comrade.
Yeah, welcome, Comrade, welcome.
I greet you and the pundit.
Yes, Comrade, I missed you.
I'm commending you for the topic that you people brought this night. I don't want to be telling people that I'm great, but I'm rot in my soul.
Oh, wow.
Are you hearing me?
Mm. Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Well, after what I want to tell you this night, you see, Benga said that when two elephants fight, it is the grass that we suffer.
Yeah.
The grass that has been suffering since 1994, ASUU strike of 9 months.
Nine months.
I don't know why our government are disrespecting the students, ASUU, and the citizenry. My Ingege brother told me that some daughters can leave Nigeria.
Yeah,
they have plenty daughters. And he can talk to them arrogantly and anyhow. You are telling me last 1 month and 2 weeks when Joyce came about ASUU, telling me, say, Nigeria is broke. Nigeria is broke. 35 governor's wife went to Dubai to cut cake. Nigerian youth are seeing the railway building from Katsina to Niger. That is useless to me. I don't know whether it's useful to you people. Pantaleon gave Afghanistan $1 million. Have never given Edo, Kaduna, Niger, Bruno IGP. And you are telling me that Nigeria is broke and you don't want to give us money to revive school so that to compare with other world standards institutions. Are you hearing me? Hello?
Yeah,
we can hear you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What I want to tell you is, for me, I use my life to support ASUU to continue this strike until government answers them. Whether it will lead to 9 months or 2 years or 1 year, my junior sister, whether it is accountancy, the deal is in my house now. I'm angry, but what will I do? Communicate with saying this like that. Let them continue once and for all. If ASUU calls off this strike and did not get what they want in future, they call this strike on again. Now me and the Comrade Dada, General Secretary of National Union of Chemical, we give our money to sue us to God. Let me repeat or repeat again.
Okay.
If us call off this strike, they don't get what they want. In future, they call it on again. Now me go sue us to strike. So Alota continue.
All right, thank you very much.
Alota continue. Let's strike continues. Thank you very much.
Thank you
All
very
right,
much.
Thank you so much for calling, Comrade Ikechukwu. I actually do feel his pain. I mean, imagine having someone at home. You probably planned, oh, okay, within 2-3 years, I should be done paying fees and rent and everything. My sister should now be, you know, independent, be working, have her own stuff going on. Only to now have that sister of yours living with you and it's still taking from you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Nobody talks about Nigerian's problem and being smiling or happy. It's always serious.
Hello, good evening.
Sorry about that. Call back if that was you. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Anada.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening, Henry.
Good evening. Pondit, longest time.
Yes, I'm back. How you do?
I'm fine.
Welcome.
So now on this topic of ASU, now the thing is simple. In Nigeria, we don't prioritize education. All right. So the government are doing what they have priority in. So it's not as if, in fact, I saw this long ago, and even as I'm talking to you, I won't even advise. You see, a lot of students are not even worried. That's why they are trending some other issues that are not even relevant, because to be honest, everybody is frustrated with the system, and the only way, with the way the government have handled this, the only way everybody should just go about it. If you have something, you have skills to learn, you have, and thank God the internet is even educating more than the Nigerian universities.
Oh, wow.
So you can, yeah, you can, you know, pick up a skill, try your best. By the time you probably start getting something, you can find yourself, find a way to, you know, leave the country, start building your life from afresh from there. Because in this country, there is no priority, no price tag placed on the education at all. And that is because we understand the kind of dirty politics we play. Because Ada, I can tell you now, if I'm the luckiest person in the world to, you know, realize this on time, not to be fooled. Because one of my lecturer back in school, immediately I graduated, he told me that, see, Let this just be where it ends, all right? Don't be like, oh, I'm coming, because when I left school, I left school as the best graduate of my faculty, first class, all these things. So, okay. You know, all this blah, blah, that. Oh, you guys, you know what? Ah, you're a smart guy. You did math. You come back. That lecture, you know, to some people, it was a very big deal. But that lecturer sat me down in his office and warned me. Even as I'm talking to you, he has resigned and he's into tech and some other thing. So he told me that this place is rubbish, that you cannot even grow. This is a lecturer that has worked for 7 years talking to me. He said that if he has spent 3 years of his life into what he's telling me to go into right now, which I'm currently doing, that he won't still be at this level where he has spent 7 years of his life. You get.
Yeah.
Even he even sponsored me, bought some kind gadgets for me back then when I was still doing NYC, just to tell me how important I must forget the so-called stupid federal government work. That people, in fact, even people that collected the lecturing job now, as I'm talking, some of them have not been paid salary for 9 months.
How much is it? How much is a professor earning?
Do you understand? So check what a professor, in fact, if I've been,
how much is a professor earning in Nigeria?
To the extent that if I had not followed his advice, it's not as if I've gone too far, but I know I have potential. But for like less than 3 years, at least what I earn is as a master's degree in the university, I cannot end that. As a lecturer one, I cannot end that. Do you understand? So there is no priority on education whatsoever. So I want to use this. Thank God people brought this opportunity, brought up this topic. I've gone through school, and I want to advise people. Thank God that these days the internet educates more than the Nigerian university. There, the skills you can get.
No, but I don't think it is fair to say that the internet does. Yes, the internet.
Why don't you think so?
If the government gives the right funding to the universities,
okay,
I think they will do more. I think they will do better.
There was, in fact,
a time where people were traveling into Nigeria, University of Ibadan. White people were coming into Nigeria to learn, coming to Ife, Great Ife, to learn.
Benga, your points are valid, but now that they are not doing all those things, so what's next? Because if you have a situation where you can take a course, for instance, maybe on Coursera, you get a lecturer that is teaching in the US to teach you some kind of things, and you get quality knowledge. Some of our guys here, after getting some of those things, they have the opportunity to travel out and continue their life. So these things are no longer prioritized. What we are prioritizing in Nigeria is a majority system, people to be illiterate, so that once it's election time, they just give them card. Okay, as you are here, most times I listen to you guys, you bring politicians to come and talk here. Those politicians, you see the way they reel out their points, and the callers that are enlightened over here in Lagos will be calling and say, oh, this person is demand for the job, this person is demand for the job. The amount that they have already budgeted to give the billions of votes don't even know what you are talking about here.
But anyway, don't give out claims. Thank you very much. Let's allow others to be a part.
All right,
thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Hello.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
How much is a professor earning? How much?
Hello.
When was the last time they increased their salary? Hello. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening,
Mr. Jeff.
Good evening.
Evening, Mr. Jeff. Welcome.
Hello, Benga. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Benga.
Yes.
Where is the student resident of each university? See, in this school life, you do election in university, you vote a student resident. They refuse to do nothing. From 1988.
Let's not even talk about student unionism.
Wait now. You are laughing because for me it's not funny. Because for them, the education does not mean anything. But in that day, election in university, they take it serious. See, all around the federation, if you calculate this university, if each student president stand up, did you know what it costs the government? They are youth. Take an example of Texas, they are youth. Now this is a university.
Yeah.
I will say something. This is just the reality. The moment primary school teachers, secondary school teachers, and the lecturer start to understand that this race they are running, they are one in this race, the government will start taking this serious. Because no matter how long it takes you go from primary school to secondary school and you get to university, all these things are one lifeline. You cannot say, because I am in primary school, the university does not concern me. You cannot say I am in secondary school, the university does not concern me. Each of these years you spend in each year, and that you still reflect to how well you do in university. Why will the primary school, the secondary school, do not go on strike all over the federation just for this case? This thing will stop, but they refuse to go because they feel that it is not necessary. You know what it means to keep someone out of school for just 2 days or 3 days, and they're in school. Ada, if you know what is education, you will know why you cannot even sit at home. And as we tell you that they do not give us money, or federal government will say, we are broke. The students' union president are not serious. Those people, that is what they call failure of politics. Because if they are youth, they are supposed to understand that this is the best thing that will always happen to them. And people say, I'm going abroad. If you run here and you feel that that is the best for you, it will continue being the best for you. Okay. Because me, as I am here now, if I have a child and my child is school abroad, it's best for my advantage. But it is foolishness in my past. Because I remember that the stigma that my country is not good is on me. Each and every day I wake up, no matter anything anybody tell me, it's not about the money, it's all about my integrity and my respect.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Okay, thank you so much. All right.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
How are you?
I'm fine. My name is Daniel.
Daniel. Okay. Daniel, are you in school?
Yeah. Huh?
Are you a student?
No, but that's a younger sister that I'm paying school fees to.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Fantastic.
Mm.
Yeah. The one will pay me for the now on the fee. I don't pay 2 years house rent. And the house rent, I don't do waste.
When you say WhatsApp group.
Mm.
And the girl, they will cry on top of my head. Say, I made it when they finish secondary school together. They enter university at the same time.
Mm.
I made them finish last year. Her friend will go private university. The girl don't finish last year. My younger sister did the year 3 first semester.
Ah.
But don't finish last year. So this country.
But anyway, thank you very much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Because this thing affects everybody. It affects us all.
It's our country.
All
right? We can't be tired.
Yeah, it's... You can only... I don't know. Anyway,
it's even difficult to make a case for them. Because no matter how you look at it, see, it's hard. And it's pretty sad.
Really?
Anyway, more calls. Hello?
Hello. Ada, good evening.
Good evening. Happiness.
Binga, good evening.
Good evening.
This is Happiness calling from Ikorodu.
All right,
welcome,
talk to
Happiness.
Us.
Yeah, it's unfortunate though that we find ourselves in this situation.
Mm.
It has been a very big problem right from, it's not just start now, for a long time. And then everybody's keeping quiet over it. You know, this I don't care attitude. You know, I once said it in Romeo's program. Parents, collaborate with your children. Come out and protest. It's a serious matter. Come out and protest.
How many people will come to protest? We only protest on Twitter. We are like...
Binga, that is I don't care thing now that we are talking about.
Twitter...
The way is...
Twitter protests, Twitter thugs, you know. It's sad.
Online fighters.
Yeah,
I'm protesting online. You can go...
Hello, you still there?
You can go to
Yes, Binga.
Yes.
No, that's the only way. If they don't come out with their children, make the whole thing uncomfortable for the government, it will not end. If we continue like this, the education sector is already going. No? There's nothing to talk about again. It's already going. And this is the life of every nation. This is the life of every nation. It's just unfortunate.
Very. Anyway, thank you very much. Thank you so much. Okay, let's check out some messages right here on WhatsApp. This one says, good evening, Andrew Info. I'm Sunday from Ikoyi. I graduated from Benue State University, awaiting service, but due to the lingering crisis between federal government and ASU, I'm here hustling. It's really a setback situation for some of us.
I can imagine.
Really sad. All right, this one says, I'm Noel, studying at UNN. I just started teaching. We haven't written our second semester exam. It's not funny. Ima from Ikorodu. All right, this one says, good evening, Miss Ada Elon. Why are you even calling her that name? Why are you calling her
that
name?
This is amazing.
This one says, good evening, Miss Ada Elon.
Elon Musk.
I'm a student from the University of Jos 200 level, but I got admitted since 2019. Imagine with this strike holding us back. In fact, I've started regretting looking for admission. Right now, I'm in Edo State hustling for my school fees and house rent. Kenneth Senon from Auchi, Edo State. This one says, ASU strike. Thank God I never attended university. I studied online for free and I got my certificate after examination. I'm living large now. Thank God I ended mechanical engineering for web development and coding. And I even own a blog. None of my siblings have suffered this strike. State University and Polytechnic are better than anything federal. That's from Greenish.
Okay.
Okay, this one says, good evening, Adam Binga. I don't think this issue can be resolved. The system has already been corrupted to the root. Governments come and go. ASU strike is being marked yearly like an anniversary. While politicians send their children abroad for school, the students here remain at home. Politicians don't care. My question is, how do people get motivated to buy JAMB form when the education in Nigeria is going down the drain? It's just Nigerian politics for you. My advice for this student is to pick up a skill, either in graphics, social media, information technology, programming, data analysis, cloud computing, and so on, and master it. Learn a trade and stand on your own tomorrow. Earn some money for yourself. That's from Dozier from Ikorodu. All right, this one says, the budget for education is laughable, and that's the starting point of getting things right.
A caller said the portfolio does not even fit into his appointment. Doctor as a minister for labor, engineer as a minister for health, and so on. Guys, wake up and say the same, bro. Daddy K. All right, this one says, hi, Benga and beautiful Ada. She's not fine.
I don't know.
She's not fine.
I don't know.
Can you imagine? The kind of people I work with.
Benga, maybe
what is wrong with both of you?
She's not fine.
Wait, you see her one on one.
She's not fine.
Wow.
Hi, Benga and not so fine Ada.
Exactly. I love the twist.
I'm an 100 level student of Obafemi Aloha University. We resumed since January and we haven't had more than 2 lectures for each course.
Whoa.
Although OAU is not fully under ASU, it has seriously slowed down academic activities in school. I'm at home now, and just like others, I find it difficult to read the required books for my courses. The only thing that's keeping my brain active is that I'm preparing for another jam. Apart from that, I would have been completely departed from academics and purely focused on making money.
And later, we now ask why some youth are, you know, intimidated by what some celebrities flaunt
online.
You see? When they are not studying, they're not in school, all they do is stay online and they feel like, oh, I'm just wasting my time and life in school. Why not I just do this or do that so as to acquire this wealth and rest?
Yeah.
This one says, good evening, guys in the house. My heart is broken. When I heard this topic, whether we like it or not, we have no government. We do have a government.
We do have a government.
We do. Now, what is discussed just ends here. Let us keep praying. God will liberate us one. Let our youth engage in learning a trade. That's the only thing that will keep them going. Jonas from Dokpemu. All right, this one says, I really can't believe Benga is saying the... Okay, that was yesterday. This one says, hi, Adag Benga and Pandit. My name is Steve Crown from Mushin. I'm a 300 level student of University of Lagos. I've been in University of Lagos since 2018. During the COVID lockdown in 2020, I learned web development, and hence, during the strike, I'm currently working as a web developer in a company here in Lagos. At this point, I'm no longer in the studio. It's Live and Dangerous right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info this wet Wednesday evening.
This what? This cold Wednesday, please. No, it's cold.
Everyone's wet.
It's cold.
Everyone's wet.
It's not.
Get your mind out of the gutters.
Oh,
darling.
No, come on. I'm just saying it's not wet.
Check outside. Like, but anyway, I'm angry. Okay?
I die alone.
I'm actually angry, and I feel the... Someone said something.
Okay.
He said that he has abandoned school, that he doesn't want to go to school anymore.
It's actually heartbreaking.
The thing is, most of the schools are underfunded. I remember when I was in school, I studied mass communication. We didn't even have a studio.
For real?
We didn't have... Did you have a studio in your school?
It was more like a museum.
A museum?
I'm used to working at night. Today we're getting into the studio. Oh, I was excited. The first thing we got there, don't touch that.
Do you understand?
This is the mic. This is where you sit. This is how
and you're studying mass combo.
And we just looked and we were taking notes.
Oh, you see? Exactly.
Yeah, after that, all right, leave, bye.
And some people will be drawing with pencil how the mic looks like.
Do you understand?
So when they go,
oh, this is a console.
Yeah.
I was actually very happy the first time I saw some things
because
in there.
But Benga, let's talk about your own. Were they drawing it on the board?
No, they were just... I think most of our lecturers, what they were just interested in was these sell-test books.
Okay, yeah, handout.
Because that was their side also.
Okay.
That was their side also, and it was like... And the lecturers said they no try. Like, they were really like demigods.
It looks...
Okay? Because they were like, if you don't buy this textbook...
You fail.
They even call it like, if you don't get your Bible... You can't
enter heaven.
This textbook
is 15 marks.
This textbook, and whenever you write your test, you must attach your receipts to your answer script.
So if
you don't submit, and if you submit to your test script and it doesn't have that receipt attached to it, it's zero. So most of the time, when I hear all of this, sometimes I want to pity them. Sometimes I don't want to pity them too. The lecturers, because I feel like they are not always so nice to the students too. Not all of them.
Okay.
But some of them, they're bad eggs amongst them.
Let's even talk about some of the courses. Let's assume they were properly paid the way they should be paid.
It's not an excuse, brother.
I know, but to some point, you can't really say, even if they are paying all of them very high right now, you're still going to have those that say...
Yeah, but, out of every 12, there's always a Judas.
But at least, can we just get it right first? That is what I am concerned about.
But the point is, it's always from the root. If the government allocates what UNESCO said they should allocate into education, which is 26% of your budget.
Mm-hmm.
If they start with that one, I think we can, all of these problems can actually
be tackled.
You know, we can actually say uhuru.
Okay, you cannot put a lot to it and say, imagine, if you do this, because you're being paid well, the schools are being funded.
How
well.
Much is a if professor
exactly.
earning?
Imagine having you certain understand? Amount disembolsed to school. You have good school environments, good classrooms, one, and
we
all.
Have hostels. Students are not supposed to stay off campus.
Mm-hmm.
They are supposed to have hostels.
No, I don't think it should be, you know, mandatory. I personally don't like hostel. I really want to be off camp. But I'm just saying, you've not been to just general courses.
Let them
you see home. Like you
let,
see like exactly, 500 people.
Yes, no.
Please. Back together. Please. How do you expect them to
when
learn
I was
in such an environment that's not conducive?
We were up to like 3,000.
Oh, wow.
What are you saying?
Yes, we're up to like 3,000.
During GSS courses, right?
Okay.
Yeah, we're up to 3,000.
Okay. In your school. Okay, let's trim it down like this. Let's mention some of those popular big halls that they say is 500 capacity and then you see 3,000.
You see them sitting on the floor. You see them.
I have one in my
school. They don't even hear the lecturers talking.
Exactly.
Some of them, they use this, what's it called? Public address system.
And some lecturers are really
that one battery is always not functioning.
Do you understand? And the sound, it comes out horrible. You'll be hearing, so today, I'm like, how do I write? How?
Can you just speak without the microphone?
And some lecturers are proud. Like, they'll just be like, I can't make noise. If you can't hear me, that's your business.
Okay,
just
yeah, some of them are like that.
Because they think, some don't even come to class. Once they've sold the textbook, go and read your textbook.
Go and read. Reach up
and
for 3, 5, 7.
And what is inside the textbook, most of the time, is plagiarism.
Oh. Yeah.
Most of the
we're
time
not ready for that conversation.
We're not ready for
we're
that.
We're not ready for that conversation.
So most of the time, most of the time when they're defending, lecturers, sometimes I want to defend them. Sometimes I'd be like, I don't know. You know, there's so many people who actually had extra year because one lecturer did not allow you go.
Well, mine was not.
That's another conversation for another day. But this time is for the students. Because when two elephants fight, the grass will always suffer. Because at the end of the day, when these lecturers get their pay, the damage has already been done on these students.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because how would you feel? Let's say maybe I have a friend, my parents could not afford me to go to a place like maybe a Babcock, Covenant, and all of these private universities.
Yes.
Okay, they tell me, okay, Benga, go to this university, this federal university or state university.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this my friend finishes in NYSC and I'm still in year two. Do you know what it does to the mind?
Benga, I'm sorry, let me just tip this in. One of my little cousins like that, he went to private school. I was already in school. So I was the one that influenced him to choose a course. So he went to study computer science. And then he graduated before me. Went to NYC. I was still in school. And he was calling me Uncle Henry. That was it. And so at that point, I just
must have been demoralizing for you.
So let me just call his name. Can you just call me Henry? Don't put the uncle. Because I feel like I don't know. Nigeria.
You know.
Like he'll be back telling you of his PPA and you'll be there as an uncle. You'll be telling him of, you know, your second semester exam.
You know, when you come to the house, and the worst of it all is when you come home, you are the senior. You are an uncle. He calls you Uncle Henry. And then you'll be like, Henry, since now only you there now, just go watch this. You know,
Jesus.
You're like, I'm
your uncle.
Excuse me, auntie, you should not be doing that. I actually told him what to study in school. I choose a course.
I feel for you.
I'm not even joking about this. This is someone that I sat him down and I said, you know what? This is what.
And you were already in school then?
I was like 200 level. See. I don't know.
Sorry about that, my dear. You've really been through a lot.
Good morning.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Yeah.
Good evening.
What's your name?
Yeah.
My name is Sunday Kwali from Oshodi.
All right, talk to us.
All right, Benga, how are you doing? How is the work today?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
I just called to greet my guy. It has been long I heard his voice. The great pundit.
Yeah, what's popping?
Wow, bro, I didn't miss a lot. Where you go now?
This is for everybody that missed me.
Man, your vibes, did they give me vibes? I don't love your vibes. I didn't miss a lot.
Adam,
why did you work?
Adam, I cut you off if you keep talking about
me. Oh, no, Adam is my sister. She knew me now. She's my sister.
Oh, really? At where? Yeah. Press jam?
Yeah.
All right.
Funded.
Yes, bro.
Let me greet you, bro.
I appreciate. Thank you.
I miss you a lot.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. We are doing us right.
Enough of the bromance. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Hello.
Hey,
Benga, why are you so pained?
I'm pained because Asu. Hello.
Yeah, Benga, there is something I want to add now.
Okay. What's that?
Because there was a day we were discussing something like this in our sister station. Then they were saying that. In Nigeria, that this UN guy is the best in Nigeria. And being the best and number one in Nigeria, in the world, is number 31. How will it be number 31 since students cannot go to school? Because the way they raise the students, the teachers, the environment, and everything. Look at somebody that is mass communication, they cannot practice it in the school. Is it good? I'm getting it now.
Oh, yeah?
The road that we are going through here, because Alaba used to be, traffic used to be too much. They are certain destroying shops all over that place. They want to build it. This is so, somebody wants to single-handedly do. They said that man will pay $50 million before he did that road. The man lives the road. But they are destroying shops now because they want to do it. And as they destroy the shop, that you see that they will not do anything. Why? They want to use it to do campaigns. And when I am saying this thing like this, is because most of all this problem is from us, the individuals, the masses. Every time you say PVC, Benga, I'm going to be around 9 Lagos. 2023, when that election will happen on February 10th, try to come outside with your
definitely
vote.
I'm coming out. We are voting these votes.
Wait, now charge your phone very well. You will see these people with their cash where they will pack their cars and we get them on school. People will line up.
That is why we need to talk about it to discourage people from this stomach infrastructure. But anyway, thank you very much. Let's allow others to be on the show. Okay, thank you so much. All right, thank you very much. Still picking up more calls. Hello, we have some messages here. Okay, let's pick up one call, then we go into messages. Hello, good evening.
Sorry about that. Call back if that was you. Let's squeeze in this call. Hello.
Yeah, hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
What's your name?
Good evening, Adam.
Good evening. Is this Moyo?
Yeah, sexy Moyo.
Moyo, you're audible today. Woo! This calls for celebration. Moyo, go ahead. Talk to us.
I brought her back. Welcome.
am I dead before? What kind of word is that?
Moyo, yeah, talk.
I want to talk to Pondit, but that's how I call
now. Okay, thank you, darling. Yeah, this is for you, darling. How are you? I'm here for you.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yes, so, I missed your voice. Your sexy voice. Yes.
Even me too, I missed you. I missed you now.
Let's talk about Asu now. Did he ever have any problem with that?
I don't speak about it seriously.
Okay, I want to talk about Pondit. Okay.
All right, but anyway, thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Okay.
All right, we have this message. This one says, hello, Benga. I think we should even try and break down this demands because I can almost bet one in every state, 10 Nigerian students cannot mention what exactly is ASU's reason for going on this strike. And I think we should sample it by asking callers the question. That's from Fred. And that's this same person actually came at you. okay, not really. Is that Ada? It's really a menace. You will never be able to satisfy members in this union. Honestly, members in this union don't have vision in seeing the growth in managing a university institution and making the institution self-sufficient, and it's a research theme. Why various administration won't take the agreement, the union keep holding students' destiny down with this because they were not part of it. Especially this current administration, combined with the fact that they are not taking the sector serious. Unions in state university that are supposed to be collaborating with their university state But the state governors decided to join federal and the governors are just looking at them. I'm glad some state universities scrapped the union, like LSU and the River State University. This one says, good evening, guys. I'm Emma from Ikorodu. I school in Calabar. I'm a 300 level student since 2018.
Whoa.
I just paid house rent and it don't they go. Just frustrating. Like now, I don't drop out because it's not about the strike, guys. It's about the mental block it causes. Most of my friends say don't check out.
This is so heartbreaking.
Well. Good evening, Benga and Ada. My plans for my fiance was to marry her after school. She's in her finals and almost writing her exams. Then bam, asu. I'm even confused because we agreed to wed after schooling. It is Welo Maiwa from Ketu. This one says, good evening. You people don't want to hear the harsh truth. Remove the northerners from the helm of affairs of every strategic. Though that's not fair. No, I won't read this out. I would not read this out. This is, we're one Nigeria, okay? Whether you like it or not, we're one Nigeria. And it's not about where the person is from that determines how a parastatal performs, okay? Now, I totally disagree with you on that one. All right, this one says, this next one says, education in Nigeria is a scam. It's rather unfortunate that we have such bunch of irrational thinkers. Ada, sweetest taboo, Henry from Ibeji Lekki. Sweetest taboo.
Stop being a hater.
Okay. All right. This one says, is it not irritating that those lecturers were doing, they don't touch this and that. This is another disease in the university system, the demigod factor. See, computer science students, you dare not even use a laptop during a typical computer science lecture.
So what then do you use?
Almost all federal and state universities, their lecturers will think you are a mad person.
In computer science.
This one says, I'm speechless, don't know what to say. It just keeps getting worse. As for me, I started learning fashion designing. I never thought I would be here in a shop with needles, scissors, and buttons. But what can I do? Do I have a choice? I want to believe our leaders are listening to the complaints of Nigerians here.
Do you think it didn't?
And talking about student unionism, look at NANS, National Association of Nigerian Students. They are presidents. Is he a student? Those are the issues. Student unionism, to me, I think student unionism, student politics is even worse than the politics that we see outside here. It's even worse. Even worse because they don't even fight for the student. They don't. Where are the SUG leaders? Where are the NANS people to come out and, you know, lobby?
Pretty sad that some people just get into some positions just for what, you know, they benefit from that position and that's it.
I'm telling you.
Careless about the people they are actually up there to represent.
You see an SUG president who has a PA, the PA has a PA. You know, they're just enjoying the largesse. Do you get? There are some schools that, okay, for you to be the SUG president, you must be a part of one cult group. It's just weird. And this thing is happening under our nose. We can see it. Which SUG that defends the student to say that, hey, this school fees is too much, reduce it? But no.
Instead, some go there. They rather inflate the prices of departmental registration, faculty registration, so as to make money off the student.
No, when I was a student, we used to pay one. I think one, two, the Commonwealth. Try to not scam me, babe.
National Association.
Wait.
Did you remember National Association of something something in your department?
In your department, that one we paid now.
I wasn't paying for all of them.
We paid them.
I wasn't. People were paying, but I was the miss of the faculty. Like, yeah, so I had it for free.
Okay.
You know, because this thing is, the rot is so much.
I did.
The rot is so much. So that's why, if as an individual you want to send your child to school, and you know, how many people can afford to send their children to a private university? And yet the federal government is approving, the Senate is approving more universities to be, more federal universities to be built. But the ones that there is available, you can't even maintain them. Those are the issues.
Can you maintain the ones you have here? Are you saying that if I send my child to University of Lagos or maybe Olabisi Onabanjo University, you will get the best? How many? Those are the issues. I wish the government would just, you know, put priority to this thing. I wish our Nigerians would just sit down and think and say, okay, when they come to meet us to say, please vote for us, we ask them, okay, you want us to vote for you, but where are your children schooling?
Do they remember that during
like, we should
during
ask
campaigns?
Those questions. Do Nigerians where are your children
that?
Schooling?
Some people
are your students schooling in Lasu, Lag, let us know so that when this ASU thing starts, we'll all enjoy it together.
Okay,
so that when you know that if when you are allocating, when you guys are having this the normal FEC thing, you're talking about budget, and you know that your child is in a state university, you will allocate the right thing into the education sector. When you are not doing into, you are not into medical tourism, when you know that, okay, I'm supposed to, I am also from, I also, whenever I get ill, I go to the general hospital in the state. I have a card there. I will know what to allocate into the health sector. But because, when I have headache, oh, sorry. Oh, please, can you book the first flight to London, please? I want to quickly go. I want to book the flight to Ukraine or Russia. I want to go check. My body is scratching me. I want to go and see my doctor there.
And see what is happening. But you're making a lot of point, Benga. And see, I said it before. And right now, I'm just waiting to see in the news that a particular politician went to one local government to go campaign, and maybe student Nance just came out and stopped him and said, except you talk about how to solve this ASU problem, first of all, you're not going to campaign here. I'm just waiting. Maybe one local government like that is saying that they stopped this man from campaigning because they asked him to go back and sort out, first of all, ASU problem. The students have to go back to school before you even come to our locality and start campaigning against 2023 that is still far. Because to them, they feel like it's here, we have to get it done.
Yeah. See how proactive they are. Now, this year, they're everywhere doing everything.
Ada.
But ASU strike, there will be a series of warnings, yet nothing will be done until it finally hits.
I think it's okay. Some people just come on the radio and say, our leaders are dumb. They are this. You just insult them. They actually know what they are doing. They know.
We need to realize that. But we have this message here. This one says, good evening, great men and queens in the house. Who is the queen?
Queen Bao.
Yeah.
Why would education be a priority of the government when they have nothing to gain from it? But when the aviation workers wanted to go on strike, they quickly held an emergency meeting and gave them what they want because it will affect movement to tell their lies. When subsidy payment came up, they quickly approved 4 trillion naira fast because they have enough too. When a company is broke, they downsize or cut wages. Have they tried to reduce the salary of these politicians? Today, $75,000 was stolen inside the secretariat of the party, yet they say not enough dollar in circulation. ASU is on strike, yet the Labour Minister is declaring. Amumu, know too much. Someone said that, Ogagbenga, please don't talk about student politics. Do you know how much it is to contest for SUG presidency? Above 2 million naira.
Student level.
Yes.
Student
so
level.
So let's not even talk about SUG. But we're talking about these students here. We're talking about these students here.
And we have to talk
who
about
will
them.
Fight for them? Who will fight for them? Because now, this is an advice to students who they're at home, they're not doing anything because of the strike. These are some of the things you can do with your time as the strike is on. You can get an online course. It's easy to say you don't know where the strike, you don't know when the strike will end, but you can gain more knowledge. You know, no knowledge is a waste, right? Another thing you can do is try and learn a skill. There's nothing as good as acquiring a new skill in this time. It could earn you some cash, any kind of skill. could be tailoring, could be anything. Learn a skill. Number three, start that business you really want to go into. This is a good time to start something, no matter how big or small. Just start. Number four, volunteer. You can volunteer in an NGO. It could help you maximize your time and give back to the society. Yeah, and not many people want to do something for free, but I tell you, it goes a long way.
Yeah.
But just get busy. Because the thing is, it's really a fight between two elephants. I'm talking about federal government and ASUU, and it's the grass, which is the student that suffers the pain. So whatever agreement was entered into by both parties, these students should not be made to bear the brunt. Now, many have been clamoring that the federal government and ASUU should listen to the voice of reason and call off the strike. Resort to litigation, I'm talking about legal means, rather than using the students as a means to an end. Strike is detrimental to students who have paid their fees. And at the end, lecturers, they will receive their pay, while the damage done on the students cannot be repaired. That's what being as a parent, as leaders, you want to vie for one position. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. Nigeria belongs to all of us, not to your ambition. Oh, my ambition first. Nigeria belongs to all of us. If it scatters, we all scatter together. But that shouldn't be our dream. That shouldn't be our dream.
At all.
My goodness.
No, it's sad because one will get emotional about it. One will get emotional about it. And we'll be going on this quick break, okay? We're going on this quick break, and when we're back, we'll be rounding off on the show. My name is Benga Oreshagun Zumarok. You call me the man you just have to love. I'm hanging out with Ada Nylon Musk.
Queen Ada. We'll be right back.
9.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.